It is by now commonplace to observe that John Kerry must connect with people or define himself this week. He's got an hour of primetime TV to do it in a speech and probably in several high-profile interviews as well. One challenge the senator faces is the accusation that he's given to waffling and wrapping his opinions in polysyllabic multitudinous modifiers. Case in point, perhaps, last night, John Kerry flew to Boston to see the Red Sox beat the New York Yankees. In the fifth inning, ESPN's great play-by-play man, John Miller, interviewed him and asked him some questions that probably will not come up in any of the fall debates. For example, in last year's seventh-game loss to the New York Yankees for the American League pennant, was Boston manager Grady Little wrong to have left starting pitcher Pedro Martinez in so long, or should he have taken him out? On this historical question, the candidate was unequivocal.
Boy, I was throwing stuff at that television set. I was screaming for him to be out of that game. Should have been out.
So you agreed with a lot of Sox fans then?
I thought Grady made a mistake. I really would have loved to have seen him out there.
All right. Now, what about
this
year?
Am I in trouble now, man?
Not with Sox fans.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
But later in the interview, John Miller threw some hardballs.
We want to get your opinion on some of these, you know, serious issues, such as the designated hitter rule. Good rule, or should we get rid of it?
Never liked it.
All right. Now, should we keep it in just the American League like it is now, or should we just get rid of it altogether?
I personally don't like it. I've never liked the designated hitter rule.
Pete Rose, does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
Boy, I've been asked that in Ohio a whole bunch, and that's up to the writers, let me tell you. I think probably that's pretty difficult.
Right, so you're going to defer a final decision on that one, at least for now.
I said it's pretty difficult.
Was the senator waffling on the designated hitter in the Pete Rose case? Well, we've called in linguist George Lakoff of the University of California, Berkeley, who studies political conceptual systems. What do you think of those answers to those admittedly trivial questions?
Well, first, the taking Pedro Martinez out of the game is actually a very interesting question. Metaphorically, it's like the question of whether George Bush should be taken out of the game. And the answer is unequivocally yes. He's screwed up. He should be taken out of the game, just as Martinez was not doing well.
And the manager was wrong, he's saying, to not have made that decision. So you might, by extension, say that extends further to criticizing George Bush.
Well, it's not just criticizing George Bush. It's suggesting that the people in charge of this country, we're all the manager, should make a decision that if the main player is not doing well at all, you should take him out.
Okay, then John Miller presses him on the designated hitter, and he wants a yes or no answer. He doesn't quite get that from Senator Kerry.
Well, he does. He says he never liked it, and that is a polite way. Remember, this is a very polite man. Mm-hmm. A polite way of saying no.
Wouldn't it be a simpler way of saying, I don't like it, no, I think it should be eliminated?
That depends on how you talk. Mm-hmm. And very interesting thing about this country is that there are large segments of the country, and especially in the Midwest, where people do talk in moderation. They mm-hmm. talk indirectly. They would say, never liked it, instead of saying, take it out. Now, on the East Coast, you might say, take it out, and so on. But for a lot of the country, there are people who use the rhetoric of moderation.
It would be considered confrontational or rude to always be saying.
For some people.
Yes, no, yes. Some
for some people, that's the case. It varies tremendously from region to region.
All right. Now we come to Pete Rose, though.
Okay.
Should Pete Rose be admitted to the Hall of Fame, he's asked.
Right. And he gives an answer that any politician should give. That is, this is an answer where any answer would get him in trouble with some part of the electorate. And he says no. So this is not an easy answer. And when he comes across cases that are not easy answers, he says that rather than pretending he has one.
Professor Lakoff, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Okay,
bye-bye.
George Lakoff of the University of California, Berkeley, and the Rockridge Institute, speaking with us about language, John Kerry, and baseball.